Well, good morning, Tim. It seems like it's been a long time since I've seen you, but only a month.
Yeah, you're right, Pat, and hello again.
We've been in a very busy period of filmmaking in Western New York, but it seems to be wrapping up for the year, is that right?
Well, it's winding down. It's not really quite wrapping yet, but yeah, we had an incredible summer and an incredible fall with some huge, huge movies here, and one for the books, or one last one for the books, I should say, just started yesterday, and that one is called Clover, which is shooting throughout November and well into December.
And you were saying that's a return visit from a director who's been here before.
It is, yeah, Johnny Abrams, and he is back. He did a little movie here back in 2015 called Two for One, and he is back to direct another movie here in Buffalo, which is pretty neat. And he has his best, dearest friend from, I guess, his high school days, Matt Quinn, who is a local guy here as his director of photography on the film. So we're very proud of Matt and very proud of John for coming back.
Wonderful. So we've had Purge. We've had Wolf Boy here, filmed by Fred Olin Ray, just wrapping up. Is that mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah. Fred's been back. He's had a lot of movies here in the last few years. He's the one, of course, who came here to do A Prince for Christmas a few years ago and just keeps coming back. And yeah, he did a little movie that should be probably on television. That's where those things tend to go. He did a little movie called Shortcliff, which used a lot of cool assets here, including the 30 Mile Point Lighthouse up on Lake Ontario and the Bemis Point Ferry down in Chautauqua County. So it was really pretty widespread.
So there's been a lot of money spent in Western New York with these films. What kind of people benefit from that?
Well, you know, it's funny because the really, really big films, like the one that we just wrapped last week, really spend in kind of strange ways sometimes. You know what they typically are going to use, you know, like lumber and expendables to build the set, you know, catering, those kinds of things. But on a lot of those additional days, you know, they had almost 1,500 man hours, I guess, or man days, I should say, for extras. So people got paid to stand in the background. They oftentimes, when they go into a neighborhood, will get like an ice cream truck or a food truck to just kind of give to the neighbors, so for their inconvenience, and so those kinds of things. There was even a guy who had a tow truck up in Tonawanda that they rented for a few days, and it was wrapped and turned into a NYPD, you know, a New York Police Department vehicle. So it's kind of fun because these people get these unexpected knocks on the door or calls from the movie folks, and next thing you know, they're actually making money renting out a lot of their stuff.
So, Tim, tell me about an event that happened at Buffalo State this past weekend. Pretty big film event.
Yeah, it was actually the 8th annual SUNY-wide Film Festival hosted by Buffalo State. It was the first time that this film festival was brought to Buffalo. It's really been all over New York State, and the closest it's been before was down in Fredonia. But it was really, really cool because there were 48 teams of students from around the state who converged on Buffalo to show their student films, you know, their short films. It was really a room full of great talent. And I got to tell you, Aaron Annis, who is the professor of media production over there, did a great job coordinating this. And I think everybody was really pleased to have it in Buffalo, but it was really, really a cool thing. And those students are, you know, the future for sure.
All right, Tim, well, I think we're out of time. I want to thank you. My guest is Tim Clark.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners, Pat. It really is.
Tim's the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball. You're listening to Press Pass on WBFO.